And it's all over here in Park Esler. It has finished down 1-12. Donegal 2-25. In the end, a comprehensive victory for Donegal to start the championship this year with 10 different scores on the board. But the period in the match which really done the damage was the period after the water break. Despite Michael Murphy going off with what we suspect is an injury, he was replaced by Jamie Brennan, and it was Jamie Brennan that got that goal for Donegal, coming in the 33rd minute, excuse me. And at that stage, Donegal were leading 113-7. The second goal in this match came from Patrick McBertie, and it was a well-taken strike as well, as he took the ball from Michael Langan over the top into his path, and there was only one thing on his mind, and that was slotting it in to the bottom left-hand corner. That was Donegal's two goal scorers today. In total, there was 10 scores for Donegal in this one against Down. Patrick McBertie top scored with a goal and six. Patter Mogan hit 3. Ethan O'Donnell, Conor O'Donnell, and Owen McHugh, Kieran Thompson, and Niall O'Donnell all chipping in with a point apiece. And then you can add in 1-1 from Jimmy Brennan. Ryan McHugh had a really, really good game, hitting 4. Langan hit 4, and Michael Murphy in that opening half had scored 2 as well. Down really didn't cause Donegal too much trouble in this game, Gary McDade. But the other side of that is, I think the general feeling is Donegal never really got out of third gear here.
Nah, and they didn't have to, actually, you know. It was good game management. All, as I said earlier, all you can do is beat what's in front of you. And I felt the only team could beat Donegal today was Donegal coming into this game. But was the major talking point coming out of this, Oisín, and it's going to be the major talking point across the people of Donegal and among the press, is Michael Murphy. You know, what's the story of Michael Murphy? Is he going to be back for the Derry game? Oisín, I know from hamstrings that, you know, you're more likely probably not going to train now for the next 2 weeks, so he's not, and he's going to be probably wrapped up, caught, rolling, and plenty of rehab and ice to get that right to be ready for the Derry game. Because let's be honest, Derry are going to bring a much more significant challenge than that Down outfit have brought today. They were a beaten docket, as you said, after the first quarter. So there was the Donegal really took the game and put it to bed after that. So they have, and listen, it was good there that you made the point as well that we used the 5 subs. So we have, and listen, this Donegal team are evolving nicely, Oisín, and we've moved on. Like, you know, I suppose there's a couple of players that are no longer with us that were here last year, like Kieran Dover from Mobile has stepped aside. Young Conor Donald from St. Unan's, his namesake, Karen Dunne there today, stepped aside. Eamon Doherty, I suppose the big one, Oisín, that has been part of the panel since 2013, give great service and has now stepped aside. And it's important that maybe that we in Donegal as a public acknowledge the service that those players give, and in particular like Eamon Doherty, who's been there since 2013 and give massive service. Like, he might not always start at every game, but I remember coming from massive games for Donegal in the past. So we had and what it did really well for him in the likes against Dublin, Mark and Kieran Kilkenny and that. But listen, onwards and upwards, on now to the Derry game.
Yeah, it's going to be a different test, so it is, Gary. Yeah.
Totally different, you know, and like with the likes of Shane McGuigan hitting sideline balls against Offaly over the bar in the last day, they're going to bring a different challenge. And in midfield, they're going to bring a challenge, because Down didn't bring him a challenge today in midfield. With the likes of Emmett Bradley and your man back from Australia, Connor Glass, yep. Who is you know, like, that's going to bring a completely different challenge, and the keeper as well, Oisín. The keeper McKinnon Lazee, he's an outfield player. He won a McCrory Cup, so he'd have playing for St Mary's Mara Felt as well. So he has in the last couple of years about 22-23, but would have played outfield underage for Derry. So he would, similar to maybe what Caelan McGonigal has reversed the roles, would have been a sub keeper for Donegal and has now moved outfield. But listen, there's another man, Caelan McGonigal has had a superb year for Donegal, and we're talking with players who are quiet. They're probably quiet with the standards that he's led so far. So listen, we've had plenty of players played within themselves today, because they didn't need to move out, as you said, beyond third gear. They did enough, Oisín. They did more than enough. They won by double digits, so they had more than double digits at the end of the day. You can't ask any more than that there. All you can do is beat what's in front of you.
Yeah, and Donegal winning emphatically today. We'll mention one other man before we finish up. Ryan McHugh's getting the Man of the Match award. He kicked 4 today, and he was brilliant, particularly in that first half, Gary.
Yeah, really, really good, you know. And listen, I talked about it earlier, it was the execution of the score. You know, he's just good in the ball. His skill level is very high. He had 3 of the right and 1 of the left, so he did, Oisín. Listen, well deserved. We had Patrick McBertie in 1-6. We had Michael Langan on 4 as well. You know, it could have went to maybe either of them as well. And you would feel for probably Barry O'Hagan on the Down team, Oisín. 8, you know, like a massive contribution for them. So you really, really do feel for the likes of him.
Thanks for joining us today, Gary McDade, on co-commentary. So it's all over here in Park Esler, and it turned out to be an easy enough day for Donegal on the road as they booked their place in the quarter-final of the Ulster Championship against Derry. Full-time score down 1-12, Donegal 2-25.